Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Hey, long time no talk.
I know.
Ew, I don't know what's happening with my voice. Just fucking ignore it. I sound like I smoke 12 packs a day.
You always sound like that.
I know. I've been crying a lot.
You have.
I have. Yeah, it's your turn. But before we get started, if you follow us on social media, you probably saw. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I don't want to say it out loud.
Yeah.
We lost Nanook.
Ew. Yeah.
It feels very real when I say it out loud. It makes my stomach fucking nauseous. Ew. Yeah. We're not going to talk about it today because we're just, you know, we'll talk about it Friday.
Yes, in our main episode.
Yeah, today is Halloween. So we're going to just focus, you know, on celebrating Halloween with you all. This is very exciting. This is Halloween exciting. Morning.
Yes.
We have our coffee.
We do.
We're getting cozy.
Getting the wool socks out.
I know, you just said that. I don't think it's time for that yet.
I don't know. We had our first frost this morning.
Oh my God, did we fucking really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It was like the temperature was like 30 something, 32.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right. Well, get into it. But I do want to say thank you to everyone who's been sending us, you know, love. We see it all. I haven't been responding to stuff yet because I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
But thank you. We love you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Now on with the celebration.
On with the celebration. We are talking Samhain today.
It's our favorite time of year.
It is. This is the best of the best, in my opinion.
It is the best of the best. You know what? Maybon. Close second.
Close second.
Had me at Maybon. You did. You won me over.
But this
is the...
It's the most magical.
The Mac Daddy.
The Mac Daddy.
You don't want to fuck with that.
That's
Mac Daddy.
I feel like it's the most magical and probably the most misunderstood.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Okay.
All right.
It's so I just started my Scorpio research. Scorpio. I have a hard time saying that word. Yeah. And that's a big theme there too.
Oh, is that right?
Misunderstood.
See how all of these pieces go together.
That we've been really like, we've been connecting those dots and like seeing the pattern so much.
If you've been on this journey with us, even in the last year, we have really, you know,
it has all been
put some things. Put some things together, the ebbs and flows, the cycles of life.
I feel very connected to the universe.
Yes.
I do. I feel very tapped in because I can like see the flow and the cycles.
And you can see where you're going. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where...
You
the
know
cycles
what?
Are leading you, but and typically
like
we fight
talk.
It. I know. Typically you fight it. And now that you know it's coming, you're like, oh no. Yeah. Like this is, you know,
we can ride those waves.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to talk about something real quick. My breath fucking stinks.
That's it.
My breath fucking stinks.
Why?
You brought her, you know what? I'm not afraid to admit it.
Okay.
It's bad. I'm like offending myself.
Yeah.
What's happening is it's hitting the microphone and it's bouncing back into my face. And so I keep like, do I offend? Yes.
Yes. You're offending yourself.
You brought home Halloween candy.
I did because I didn't know if we got trick-or-treaters here or not. This is our first year here.
The answer was no.
I know. I asked
asked the neighbors. You brought home Reese's.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm in grief. And I said, you know, I am allergic to dairy, but I said, fuck it. You know what? Let's just go in.
Maybe that's the voice. You've got you got milked.
Oh my God. It probably is. Yeah. It's the crying and the milk. The milkiness.
Milk
well, that's what.
Was a
are
bad
you guys
choice.
Just out here feeling like this all the time? My throat feels fucking like it feels milky. Who wants to feel like that? Ew, why are we eating dairy? That's a talk for another day.
Well, we weren't supposed to. That was supposed to be for the children trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah, but I just ate them. You can't bring that into the house right now. Okay? I just need to feel good. And the Reese's did do it, but now I am paying big. Because big. My breath is fucking offensive. All right, anyway, Samhain, yay!
Yes, celebrated from sunset on October 31st.
Yay!
To sunset on November 1st.
Yeah.
It's the last of the three harvest celebrations in the Wheel of the Year.
Oh, man. Right? I don't want to let go of harvest season.
We don't want to.
I love it.
Samhain hails from my favorite, the Celtic tradition.
Yes.
And translates to summer's end. So you may have guessed it. It literally marks the end of summer.
So long.
The start of winter.
Okay. You know what? We're ready. I'm fucking ready.
I'm ready for it this year. I think I'm actually kind of excited for winter this year. And that is something you know I never what? Say.
Same lore. Yeah. I feel like I need to go inward.
Yeah. I think we're so encompassed by nature here that I'm like, I just can't wait to get out in the snow and walk and play.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
and guess what? You heard it here, folks. That is never something that comes out of my mouth.
I've never heard you say that before, ever. I'm going to get you some snow boots, a snowboard.
I need some of those. What are those things that you, you know, they look like tennis rackets, but you walk in the snowshoes. Snowshoe, is that what it's called?
I have no fucking clue, but that is your
winter
energy.
Sports. All right. So in Celtic tradition, Samhain marks the new year.
Oh, I love that.
So although in Western pagan tradition, they typically choose to celebrate the new year at Yule, the Celts opted for this time as it marked the sun's lowest point on the horizon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right.
Today, Samhain is often referred to as Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yes. A combo of the words hallowed evening.
Yes.
Despite the church's best efforts to rebrand...
Nice try.
By making
fuckers.
It, I know. By making it a day of feast and prayer.
Nope.
And titling it Michaelmas.
Okay.
The Feast of St. Michael's.
Michaelmas.
Of St. Michael. Not St. Michael's.
Not all of the Michaels. All of the Michaels, yeah. Just one.
The flame of Samhain could not be distinguished by one lowly saint.
The freaks were coming out. Okay, you can't hide us.
Right. Leaving the church no choice but to demonize the Sabbat and instill fear by claiming it as a night filled with rampant, menacing, evil spirits.
Sounds fucking sick.
You know what? They could only be dispelled when morning dawned and the church bells rang.
Okay.
On All Saints Day.
I was going to say church bells ring. That's not the lyric.
No. On All
Wrong season.
Wrong season. On All Saints Day, which falls on November 1st.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Even today, in some rural areas in Britain and Ireland, it is ill-advised to leave the safety of your home on Samhain.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucky for us, we don't buy into that negative press.
No. Come on now.
And we know that Samhain has never been associated with evil. And that although death is a very distinct part of this Sabbath symbolism, it is in reverence that physical death is not the final act.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And we choose to use this occasion to celebrate a rebirth and a triumph of life over death.
I love that.
Right?
Yes.
Very fitting. Yeah. Right? All right. So for this reason, Samhain is the season of the crone.
Okay. Lore.
It's my time to shine.
It's your time to shine, girl.
And a time in European tradition when the old god dies.
Okay.
And the crone goddess goes into deep mourning for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Celts believed that all dead souls would return to her cauldron of life, death, and rebirth and await reincarnation.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So the crone figure was one that was respected and cherished among the pagans.
Come on.
For her powers as a healer and as a destroyer, admiring her for her vast wisdom that came with her great age and a lifetime of practicing her many useful skills. She was honored as a grandmother and an eternal vessel of rebirth.
Fuck yes. Laura, are you feeling just like in your power
right now? I am.
Yes.
Because unfortunately the crone aspect of the goddess through the media spin of the church has come to represent the image of a scary old hag with a hairy chin.
You got a mole on
and
your
a
nose.
Wart on her nose. Wart, right. Yeah. And cackling while stirring her brew up in the cauldron.
I do love a good cackle.
Right.
Yeah.
And not to mention, I mean, let's just go out of the pop culture realm or out of the media realm of the witch being depicted the way it is.
Right.
But let's look at ageism in society and how the crone aspect is kind of like, we are told that we have to like continue to try to look
to stay young
yeah. and like eternally youthful.
Yeah.
You know, I celebrate every wrinkle. I've earned every single one of those bitches.
Yes. I love when you talk like this. You're such a badass. Yes.
Anyway, speaking of cauldrons,
okay,
they also serve as a symbol of the eternal womb in which all things are conceived.
Yeah, I really do like the cauldron. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is considered a very sacred tool and very symbolic of Samhain for this reason.
Yes.
In later times, the cauldron would become a popular substitute during rituals, often replacing the cup or the chalice, which we know represents the water element in rituals, among the European witches. And the reason was because the cauldron was an everyday household tool.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So it could be used for cooking, cleaning, and all that. So then they could go undetected as witches. And for
doing it on the sly.
That's right. And for the very same reason, the broom was also then adopted and considered a magical tool, but for that reason, because it was an everyday household item. So, you know, they
it's
had to
the
keep
the crafty
that.
Spirit of a witch.
That's right.
Making do with what you have.
You know, they were trying to avoid that whole burning at the stake thing. You know what?
Yeah, that would be nice if we could skip past that
Let's
part.
Let's just try to be secret.
Exactly.
Samhain is also a time when the veil between the living and the dead is at its thinnest, making this the perfect time to celebrate those that have gone before you.
Yeah.
And make their presence an integral part of your festivities.
That's so important.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Making an altar with pictures, light some candles in their honor, their favorite flowers, their favorite food.
Aww, yeah.
Leave a seat at the table for them.
That's a simple one, but come on, that's important.
Yeah, play their favorite music.
I love that. Yeah.
Or watch a favorite movie.
Watch a favorite movie. I leave a spot by my feet at the end of the bed for dew.
Yeah,
that's what we called Nanook dew. Yeah. I don't know if we ever said he had so many nicknames.
Peanut,
dew. Oh my gosh.
Pain in the ass.
Bubba. Fucker. Satan.
Depended on the day.
He's the fucking best and the worst at the same time. But no, I think it's important, especially like at this, you know,
absolutely.
Time to really like stop
because
and let yourself like feel that and like make space and celebrate.
Absolutely. Because above all else, this holiday is about death.
Right.
But resurrection.
Right. The importance. The cycle of life, baby.
Right. So it's time to celebrate the lives of those people and the impact that they made on your lives. You
Absolutely.
Know, honor
that. Yes.
Our ancestors wanted to be sure that although death is a somber occasion, it is also a time to celebrate life. Mm-hmm. And Samhain was filled with fun and frivolity and merrymaking, games and harmless pranks.
And harmless pranks.
Right.
Okay.
Which then, when we talk about being misunderstood, was turned, you have Devil's Night. And
not
you have
so harmless.
Not they, so harmless. Yeah. But it started out as harmless pranks to just lift up the spirit.
I was going
to
say, let's have some fun. Let your hair down.
Right.
Don't be such tight asses was the whole goal. You missed the mark.
Don't be sad.
Right.
You know, to every ending is a beginning. Oh. The Lord of Misrule is probably the best known of the pagan pranksters. The personification of fun, hedonism, and havoc.
Fuck yeah.
All in the name of fun, of course, keeping things light.
Right.
Reminding us that even with the sadness of death, there is reason to rejoice. Death, of course, being the end of summer, right?
Right, okay.
So that's the death of the sun.
Okay.
And the sadness that the long winter lies ahead. Could be challenging.
Which is usually your vibe.
That's
You're
right.
usually so sad. You're like, fuck, winter is coming.
I'm going to be using winter for its intended purpose this year, and that is to
it's about damn
hibernate
time.
And get moving things in my head, ideas popping.
Okay.
Yes. Some other aliases that this Lord of Misrule answers to. The Abbot of Unreason.
Okay. You know what? That's got a little bit of spice to it.
The Master of Merry Disport.
Okay.
I like this one.
Yeah.
The King of the Bean.
The King of the Bean. That sounds dirty. What bean?
I don't know.
The flick of the bean.
the baked bean, maybe a kidney bean. I know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, once again, we've gone in completely different directions. You've somehow gone back to like
food.
No, like,
and you, as usual, sex.
Hey,
you dirty girl. Anyway, we may best relate to him as the jester.
Yes, the trickster.
The trickster. Speaking of tricksters, in North mythology, mm-hmm. he is called Loki, and this mm-hmm. is his time to shine.
I liked, you talked about Loki.
I did.
When did you? When you did the mask, I think?
Yes.
That was a good episode.
Yeah. So this is, he is one of the deities that is celebrated during this time.
Okay, makes sense.
Yes. This is also the perfect time for spirit communication with the veil being thin, right?
Come on, Arthur Conan Doyle. Talk to me. Baby,
there you go.
It's time to finally reach out.
He comes in, Doyle yourself, through magical works, of course. And there are many ways to reach out to those who have crossed over.
Okay.
So however you choose to incorporate this into your practice, it's usually best to initiate with meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Adding that into the ritual, mm-hmm. Ups your optimal.
I always miss that step.
Meditation is too difficult for you.
It is.
You can simply,
it's too scary. It's too scary. Nobody wants to see what's in there. Not even myself.
You can simply form a sacred circle.
Mm.
Maybe that's what you've been missing. You haven't formed a sacred circle.
I have not.
Protects you.
Right.
Get in there. Start meditating.
Okay. Yeah.
For the people that you wish to communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
You can also bring in astral projection, tarot cards,
divination, scrying, baby, explore,
crystal gazing,
yes.
and Ouija boards. But as we've said before, be careful with
that one, yeah.
because that's opening a portal. And
be careful with it all.
But you have no control with a Ouija board on who's being invited into, that portal.
And the trickster spirits are out, especially now. Yeah.
Yes. And of course, dream work. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And my dreams have been going fucking wild.
Well, if you want them to go a little more crazy, I don't.
Please stop. Don't come back.
Here's a few herbs.
Okay.
To aid you in your dream work.
Love it.
Sage.
Mm.
Valerian. Mugwort, of course.
Mugwort. Talk about a Mac Daddy. Yes. I love mugwort.
Yes.
I really do.
Catnip.
Catnip.
Not just for the kitty cats.
Okay.
Lemongrass and lemon balm. And of course, jasmine.
I do love jasmine.
I didn't know.
I don't think I knew that was for dreams. Did I? I probably did.
Yeah.
But I always forget that one. What about Damiana? No. Yes. A little more for the sexy dreams, if you know
sexy
what I'm saying. I've got something on the mind.
You're
feeling that Scorpio season energy a little too much.
Speaking of sex on the brain, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Oh my God, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to have sex later. No. It's our 5-year anniversary.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
goodness.
Fucking crazy?
Crazy.
Our wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
10 years course. Together. Holy shit.
Yeah.
My God, I feel old. Okay, anyway.
A decade together. And of course, the ever popular seance.
Ooh,
yes. Which has pretty much gotten a bad rap thanks to the spiritualist movement in the 1800s.
Right.
Which left a wide open market for some unscrupulous folks to take advantage of the grieving by faking contact.
Not cool. No freestyling in the ball pool.
That's right. Which has been immortalized and in a farcical manner, like throughout pop culture.
I love the word farcical.
Right?
Did you make that up? Is that a word?
It is a word.
Farcical.
It is. I thought maybe I made it up, and then I looked it up and I'm like, no, it's a real word.
Oh, wow. Okay. Color me intrigued.
That's right. Well, we know Arthur Conan Doyle and Harry Houdini
were
big fans of the seance. Right?
Love a seance. You know what? We should, like, our first big, like, live show experience should be us trying to contact them via Ouija board.
It's just
us holding a seance
and then Jake,
trying to contact Doyle and Houdini.
And Jake could dress up as Harry Houdini and throw off his mustache and say, I'm Harry Houdini and you are a fake, sir.
And you've been pawned. Dude, you know what? Love, I bet they'd show right up. I bet they've been waiting to have some words with us, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. Well, wasn't it Harry's wife who had the seance every year on Halloween?
Exactly. Let's fucking go. That's what we're doing tonight.
Whoever showed up never gave the correct code word.
We'll get it out
of
them.
All right. There you go. So although silent has nothing to do with evil, that doesn't mean that folks did not believe it existed, of course. And of course, as in any of the other Sabbaths we've discussed, they've had ways of protecting themselves from it, right?
Right.
So whether it be herbs hanging from the doors and windows, or in this case, let's use the bounty of the recent harvest, right? Which was root vegetables.
We do love a root vegetable. I do.
Right?
We've gone very rooty in this household. Is it October's influence?
Maybe.
She loves like a gourd.
She loves a gourd.
And a pumpkin squash, and a squash.
A sweet potato.
Right?
She does. Yes. So they would carve faces originally in turnips.
Love
they go to the U.S., became the pumpkin.
So let's get a little bigger
which
here.
Of course we know is very symbolic of this holiday.
Right.
They were easy to carry if one needed to travel at night by putting a candle in, right?
Okay.
And by carving the scary face into them, it would scare away the evil spirits who may be following your deceased loved ones and blocking their way to the land of the dead.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. So this, along with a tradition that's still practiced in Ireland today, is to put a candle in the window on Samhain night.
Mm-hmm. I have heard of that before.
Yeah, so that helps guide the spirits on their way. Mm-hmm. That's really funny because my mom always, do you remember my mom always had candles in every window?
She did.
And I remember it was like
very magical
night at 6 o'clock. Everybody, you had to go in and turn on all the candles, every stinking window. And they had like a little flicker
but
light
it
in it.
It made the space it was very magical. Cozy and warm.
It did. Mm-hmm. It really, really did. So yeah. So put a candle in your window on Samhain night. And also it was customary to leave a plate of food out in case they were hungry.
When the schmeckin' beckons.
This would eventually evolve into our modern day trick or treating.
Pretty
cool. Walk up to someone's door, ding dong, trick
please
or treat.
Don't come up to my
and
door
and get like a bucket of KFC or cooked
KFC
meal, right? I mean, you know,
did you get a whole meal back in the
they
day?
Left out a plate of food for
a
you
a whole fucking plate.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say a plate of food.
I said a plate
I just
food.
Can't imagine. If
pales
I,
in comparison to like a dumb lollipop,
you know, I'm gonna
a
talk
little huggy.
You know, I'm gonna talk about the huggies. I was gonna say, you know, I'm gonna bring it up that I fucking
it even pales in comparison to a mallow cup.
You know what? If I fucking knocked on someone's door and they left a plate of like chicken
meal
and fucking mashed
some
potatoes,
wings,
I would just probably cry. That'd be the best thing that would ever happen to me.
Of course, it would not be a Sabbath without a bonfire.
A Sabbat bonfire. There it is.
Samhain is no exception. Of course, burning brightly on every hill.
If we've learned one thing, it's that Sabbath means get the fucking fire out.
Get the fire going. Every hilltop in Britain and Ireland.
Yes.
At sunset on October 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is my favorite time for a bonfire.
Yeah.
Yes.
You say that every time.
Yes. Well,
you know, I just love a bonfire.
I just want to make s'mores, man.
I do love a s'more.
I know. At this Sabbath, the fire represented the light of the new year.
Mm.
In addition to the typical themes, of course, protection and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Especially against those darn pesky fairies.
You know?
They're in every one of these that we talk about.
They are.
The tradition of wearing a mask, according to, you know, historical scholars, came from the desire to frighten the fae.
Okay.
From spoiling your milk, killing your cows.
I knew you were going to bring up the milk.
And also,
I knew it.
And also, of
take
course.
Take your damn milk. It made my breath stink. Take it. I don't want it anymore. It gives me hives.
Oh my gosh. And later it would become a cloaking device during the witch burnings.
Got it.
To hide the identity of a witch en route to her coven. I'm not sure if that would be a good idea.
No.
I feel like that would easily be. Oh, there's somebody
a
in a
flag.
Mask and a cloak, but they're a witch on their way to a coven.
I was going to say, seems pretty like the opposite of what you're trying to do, but hey,
whatever. Anyway, they would ply them with libations.
Lord.
You know, libations.
Like a libation.
Which are like a cocktail. so they would ply the fairies with libations, of course, food, milk. And it said at this time, the fairy mounds were open to the world of humans.
Okay.
So you could actually fall in to the fairy realm and never be seen again.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Take me. I will come.
We'll come to your
that
fairy
sounds
world.
Sick. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it harkens me to Darby O'Gill and the Little People when he falls. And then, I mean, you know, there's mounds of gold and they're just playing the fiddles and drinking. And
I feel like, what other movie do they, is it the fucking, oh no, is it the Neverending Story? Where do they go and they fall into like a fucking fairy world? I don't know. It's something like that. I feel like,
was it the Cottingley fairies?
There he is again.
A fairy tale.
And we've doiled ourselves. A
fairy tale.
I feel like that does pop up a lot. Like, oh, yeah, where you just fall into the fairy realm.
Yeah.
Because it's so like hidden. You can, yeah, just like, yeah.
Not during science.
I know. That's, yeah, I like that.
Yes. So if you don't want to fall into the right realm of the fairies, it's best to carry a little iron with you.
Iron
protects you from the fae.
Would that be heavy?
I mean, if it were just iron, a little bit. I mean, oh, okay, if you're carrying like,
don't answer.
Are you thinking like an iron for ironing your clothes?
I'm not going to answer that question. Continue. Move past it, Laura. Oh, just God, go.
When have you ever had an iron?
Okay, this was not an invitation to
probably
roast the shit.
Not made of iron. Okay. Back in the day. Anyway,
you know what? Fuck off.
Anyway, let's not forget the best part, which is the feast, of course, right?
Yes. Get me back to food.
Right. Pigs were often a staple in Samhain celebrations, okay, you know, on the fire pit.
Don't like
thing.
That.
No,
do not
no
like that.
Along with root vegetables.
There it is.
Such as potatoes. Mm. In Ireland, Colcannon is always on the docket, yes, which is, if you haven't had it, potatoes, cabbage, and onion dish.
Okay, yeah.
Yum. Yum. I love it so much. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was the tradition of placing a ring for the bride, a mm-hmm. button for the bachelor, a thimble for the spinster, and a coin for fortune.
Would Laura, be I'm leaving you out of the
I always get the thimble.
You do.
Damn it. Anyway, they would hide it apparently in the potatoes.
Oh.
And whoever,
that
you know,
seems got risky.
That. Yeah. Now, I have not heard of it being put in potatoes.
Catch
in
me
Colcannon.
Joking off a fucking button.
Right. But right. I have seen it put into like the barm brack or the Irish soda bread.
Yeah.
Or a cake.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that a lot.
It's the first
not
time
the potatoes.
I read about potatoes.
Seems sloppy. I don't like it.
Seems
like
you're
gonna have to slurp it to get it clean. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, pears were also
a
staple pear.
Really? That's kind of surprising.
You think pears is fall? I think pears
is
fall.
I don't.
Really?
I don't. I feel like that's more summer, maybe like summer fall, but I guess I'm wrong. Okay.
Oh, all right. Bread, of course. And libations.
Yeah.
Libations. Usually hard cider.
Ooh, yeah, dude. Hard cider is always fuck a staple. My ass
right?
Up. Dude, yeah. Right?
And
I
only
have
need
like
one
of those hard ciders.
Down for the count.
The floor.
You know why? Because they taste so sweet and they don't taste like
they
alcohol.
Do.
And then
they
you're
don't.
Like,
you're just like, this is like a nice little cider. And then catch me and my face is like on the fucking
in the dirt
floor. I'm pissing in a bush. This is not an
shitting
ad
the
for
ficus. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it was considered bad luck to harvest any crop after sundown on October 30th.
Okay, yeah.
To do so would definitely incur the wrath of the pookas, which are the ill-tempered hobgoblins. I feel like we've talked
right.
about them.
Yes, we have.
All right, October marks the last of the apple harvest.
No more apples.
No more apples.
Okay.
So no surprise, we are still in all things apples.
Mm-hmm.
So now, wassailing is a big part of this holiday.
I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course, we've talked about wassailing.
We have.
Although it's moved to Yule.
You're
typically
right.
People associate it,
has,
it
yeah.
with Yule, but it started at Samhain.
Got it.
So this is where you would wassail or, you know, walk through the apple orchards
right.
and drink to one's health and well-being
love
for
it.
The coming new year.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to go wassailing. We said, you know what?
I want to make some wassail.
Well,
we need
come
to
on,
make
Laura.
Some damn wassail.
Get it together.
I just need time.
Time,
friend. Look what's become of me. All right. Magical traditions using apples in Ireland included.
That was like a horrible medley of the most depressing songs. Oh my God.
We're going there. We're going deep.
Shit.
It included gathering, like weeks before Samhain, you would gather some apples.
Okay.
Cut the apple in half, hollow it out.
Right.
Pour in your bad habits and that which no longer serves you.
Mm.
Put it back together and bury it.
There it is.
And today you'll see some like traditional New Year's.
Yeah.
So again, remember that this
is the New
is
Year.
The Celtic mm-hmm. New Year, right? All right, so apples were a sign of life mm-hmm. and thus were buried during Samhain to appease the gods in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The festival of Pomona, or the apple goddess, falls at the same time as Samhain.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're wanting to appease the gods by offering up apples.
I said it. on live TV, in fact. You did. Put apples fucking everywhere. Just stick them in every corner.
There you are. In Welsh tradition, apples symbolize the human soul and would be buried to feed the dead souls awaiting reincarnation.
That's nice.
Yes. The land
of, that's so nice.
Have a little snack. Have a snack while you're waiting. Their land of the dead, of course, was known as Avalon, which translates to the Isle of Apples.
Wow. You know what? I'm proud of us because we have just covered so many. Like, I do really feel like a very well-versed.
I feel knowledgeable. I feel smart.
I'm a scholar.
I say scholarly things.
Leather-bound books. That's all I could get. Cigars.
A pipe with some smoking tobacco.
And we're done.
And then I'm going to talk about bobbing for apples.
Yes, there it is. I do love to bob. Like when I was a kid, I loved bobbing for apples.
As a matter of fact, for your wedding celebration, we had apple bobbing.
For the kids, we set up a little, this was pre-COVID, so it seemed, you know.
Yeah,
it seemed fine at the time.
Anyway, this was said to represent the chance at capturing the spirit of the crone who was in mourning, you know, because she was mourning her god. So she was considered a little vulnerable, a little weak.
Oh, shit.
Bob the apple.
Oh.
Catch her spirit.
Wow. That's the sound she makes when you snatch her after. Wow.
Harsh. So anyway, apples everywhere.
Everywhere. Right?
Decorate your space with apples. Bring in some acorns, some gourds, some squashes.
It is so easy to bring in apple scent. Like, it is just so easy. Make a simmer pot with some apples. Get a fucking apple-scented candle.
I'm making a simmer pot today.
We are. We're
going to take some pictures.
Oh, okay.
We're doing some cool stuff today.
Laura wants to take a photo shoot of her simmer pot. That's so you.
Hey, why not?
But yeah, that to me is like so, that's such easy magic is to bring the scent in. And around this time of year, apple scent is just like so accessible.
Yes. Yeah. Our house is going to be smelling good.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm making an apple crisp. Anyway. People that say they don't know how to decorate or like, what should they decorate with? I mean, you just bring in the outdoors.
Yes.
Yes. You're always afraid that there's a spider hiding.
Well, you know what? Yes. Because
it's even a good time to start bringing in some of the pine, right? Pine
cones. Laura finds the crustiest, dustiest place to pull over on the side of the road and gather fucking thing. And I'm like, there is like the Pittsburgh grime on these plants. Don't fucking bring them into the house.
Anyway, bring in some leaves, some fall leaves. They're the most beautiful color. And they really were beautiful this year.
They really were.
Dried flowers. And of course, all things pumpkin. The colors of the season, black, brown, red, orange, green, purple, gold, silver.
I love like autumn purple. Like deep, warm purple is, oh my God. And when there's like very few trees that get that purpley color, but when they do, and then they like fade to this beautiful red, oh my God, they're just so beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
Love the colors.
Magical stones you could bring into your altar.
Okay, give it to me.
Amber, obsidian, carnelian, smoky quartz, and onyx.
A lot of the same for Scorpio season. Yes,
is it? Yeah. Of course, you can bring in the symbols of the season. We talked about a couple: brooms, cauldrons, ravens, black cats. You know, the familiar. This is the time for familiars as well, when a lot of people are choosing their familiars. And what I read that was very interesting was that as people were going indoors to hibernate for the winter, they would take the animals with them. And then you would know a familiar when they wanted to participate in your magical rituals. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So, everybody.
Fuck you, Laura.
Fuck you. Bask in the smell of the air. The crispness that takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And reminds you that you are alive. Do not mourn those that have left us. Celebrate their lives, for they are always with us, especially during the season. All things that end make way for new beginnings. Happy Samhain, everybody.
Happy Samhain, everyone.
I hope you have a blessed, beautiful celebration.
Me too.
And
that was, I needed to hear all of this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah,
this is just such an important time of year, regardless of, you know, I mean, obviously we just experienced a loss. So it's just, you know,
time to celebrate.
A very important reminder. But for all of us, it is, you know, you get so caught up. We talk about this every time we talk about one of these witches' holidays. You get so caught up
in the daily
grind in life. And these really urge you to like, stop and just celebrate, and you know what I mean?
I think this was the perfect, I think for me, this even as a kid was the perfect time. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Like, we did not have money growing up, you know what I mean? And so all of our costumes were handmade.
Yeah.
And they were made with stuff that was found around the house.
Right.
And, you know, I remember some years when my mom didn't want to be too creative, I would get like some old man whiskers and my dad's flannel shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You were an old man. Love it.
Yeah. But she made some awesome costumes. But I think because Halloween wasn't as commercialized, you could really sink into the magic of it.
You could.
And, you know, the making of the pumpkin seeds and carving the pumpkins. And it was just so special.
It did feel, I don't know if it's just because like you're younger. I'm sure that's part of it, but I have thought about that. It just felt slower. Like everything just felt a little slower and a little more, you know, like now Halloween is so huge. It feels almost like
it is commercial
Christmas. And so sometimes, you know, I think it's important to remember for us, you know, if witches or however you want to, you know, practice, you know, identify your magic practice. Yeah. To remember that this is like actually a very important holiday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the commercial stuff is fun too. I'm not going to sit, you know what I mean? Yeah. We all fucking love it, but it is a very important time of year.
Like, get outside. When I think of it, just smelling that crisp air that does take your breath away, and it just smells. There's a smell that is like no other.
Yeah.
With that crisp fall air, and just listen to your feet crunching in the leaves.
Dude, I love a good leaf crunch.
Me too.
I hate when I step on a leaf and it doesn't crunch. I fucking hate it. It upsets me. But hey, speaking of making costumes, I made October's first
you
costume.
Did. And you did so great.
Yeah. If go to Instagram or TikTok, we were Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes,
we should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it was fucking hilarious. I will tell you what, I was so sad when we did it, but Laura and Jake had a wig. Because Jake was the dentist and Laura was Audrey. And I don't know if you guys were just trying to like make me laugh, but you put on the wigs and you like transformed into the character.
We gave it 110%.
You did. You were fucking working those wigs.
It was a good costume. And then we went out.
But October was the plan. October was Audrey too. So I got to make her little costume. And it was the first like art project that I had done in a while. And it felt really good to like continue, like you said, that
tradition.
Was part. Yeah.
Yeah. You like making it from scratch, and then we like went out to film it, and she got to run around and play in the leaves.
She got to jump in her first big pile of leaves. Yeah, it was very special. I love this time of year. I'm gonna
too.
Be sad that it's, you know, but like you said, I'm ready to, like,
I'm really mentally prepared for winter this year.
I'm learning
to really embrace
the change.
Yeah, like I've seen a few pictures pop up on, you know, different things of winter snow, and I'm like, oh, pretty.
Yeah.
And the light reflecting off of it.
Oh my God. Someone write the date down.
I know, write it
Halloween.
Down. But I think that I finally am in a place where, like, this year I am ready to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do the hibernation and start planning for the coming year, like sowing those seeds.
That's what it's all about, Laura.
And, making plans.
You're tapped in. I feel like we're all very tapped into and our magic. And,
And this year, you know, all the things that we've done, you know, succinctly through the year has, like, helped reinforce, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to be a part of the hustle and bustle.
Yes, Laura.
Damn it.
Put your foot down. TM.
I rebel against
TM.
It.
TM. That's what the season's all about.
That's right.
Wow. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
And
happy Samhain.
Yes. Yeah. We hope that you know.
Yeah. Please share your pictures and, you know, your traditions. And I'm so excited. We'll share some of ours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing today, Lore. I love you.
I love you too.
All right, everyone. We'll catch you Friday for a very special episode.
Yes. All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.